when he got bursitis, he quit playing
golf. I used to ride a horse out at a golf course. And tie a horse there and go play, hit the practice ball.
You should have gotten that on the on your recorder.
Huh?
About him riding horses out there and hitting golf balls.
Where did you ride horses to?
Well,
where was your stable?
I'd ride over to Hancock.
From where?
From 35th Street. My uncle kept the horse over there. It his place. I lived on 35th up here, and I just ride across over there.
Better than walking, wasn't it?
Yeah. Better than walking.
Now, did you have a bag on your back?
Yeah. Now, I used to ride around the Muni. Right after they first built it, with a friend of mine, we used to ride over there. Billy, your father, did he have a horse down there on Palmer Plaza?
Wouldn't surprise me. There were stables right over by West Enfield Park.
Yeah, right there.
You know where Bridle Path is?
Yeah.
That's why they call it Bridle Path. Yeah, they rode horses back in there. Walter ride a horse to the golf course.
Yeah, my dad always amazed me by telling me how good the dove hunt was over on 38th
Well, I used to ride up here where Tarrytown Pharmacy is. That's where that was our favorite deer. I mean, dove hunting place. Had a gravel pit up there. You know, doves like gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And they come flying in there. Yeah, well, this was all cedar break out here. This Pat Manchin here was there, of course, but I'm talking about all these lots. I remember when they auctioned these lots off.
It was Walter, when Pease Mansion was built, was there anything else out here?
I don't think it was a whole lot. That was Governor Pease. That was the Civil War governor of Texas. Uh-huh. That's what it was. There
wasn't anything around his house when they built that mansion up there.
No.
Wow.
In fact, one of those old buildings that they had was their buggy place. They had buggies. I've seen them. I remember they had a buggy in there. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Walter, were there many cedar trees at that time?
Oh, that's lots of cedar trees then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they got to be more prolific.
They grubbed them out this part of town, but you go on out west, you know, out Broadway and a whole lot in there, cedar trees still.
Mm-hmm. Well, Westlake Hills was all cedar break. Yeah, that's where all the cedar choppers lived.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was poor white trash out there.
Yeah.
The only people lived out there were the cedar choppers.
Yeah.
Generation after generation of cedar choppers.
Yeah.
Charcoal burners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they used to, cedar posts was, you had to have those for your fences.
That's right.
And they were all poor white trash out there.
Yeah.
Now look at Westlake Hills.
That's what amazed me about Austin.
No poor white we trash out there anymore, is there, Scott?
In fact, Harvey Tom had a sand green course out where St. Edward's is.
Really?
Yeah.
And Philip George used to work out there. He was the pro.
They call that shiping the sand green. It's flat. It's like this carpet. And it had a stick with a blade on it, just a short another stick down at the end of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And say the hole was right there. You'd go over there and your ball was here. You'd just drag it. Then you put down that path. It was a little made of path.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
They
call it shiping because an old man named Shiped had a road grader and did that. And they kind of said, well, I'll shipe this green for him.
Yeah, that's what the caddy did, right?
Yeah.
They do it for his man.
Yeah.
How wide was that shipe? Was it this wide?
About this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
About like that.
About a foot.
Huh?
About a foot?
Yeah. Now about 18 inches.
So so here's the hole, and he shiped it a lot more.
Yeah. Right. Huh. I played.
How fast were those when you shiped it? I mean, would you really have to hit the hell out of it?
It was easier to putt because you get a touch on them, and they were all about the same, you know, and it was level. You didn't have all these
gyrations
and side hill putts and everything. They didn't have all that.
God, don't you know that was fun?
Well, they'd pay to come out there and play. People would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Butler Pitch and Putt was built?
Yeah, I remember that, and I can tell you about that too.
There's all kinds of Butler.
Yeah,
he's going to do an article on Butler Park.
Douglas Kincher was in high school with me.
Is he the guy that got shot?
Yeah, he's the one that got shot out there, got killed out there.
Well, hang on.
Just a second.
Winston's brother, I used to play with him. Huh?